All right, great Tuesday morning, church. Today we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, beginning at verse 26. Again, God's saving word for this week is spiritual renewal. And in this chapter, we conclude with the Apostle Paul admonishing the community of believers to worship in a proper and orderly way, and he offers advice on orderly conduct regarding those who speak in strange tongues. So let's go ahead and get on with it. This is what I mean, my friends. When you meet for worship, one person has a hymn, another a teaching, another a revelation from God, another a message in strange tongues, and still another the explanation of what is said. Everything must be of help to the church. If someone is going to speak in strange tongues, two or three at most should speak, one after the other, and someone else must explain what is being said. If no one is there who can explain, then the one who speaks in strange tongues must be quiet and speak only to himself and to God. Two or three who are given God's message should speak, while all the others are to judge what they say. But if someone is sitting in the meeting and receives a message from God, the one who is speaking should stop. All of you may proclaim God's message one by one so that everyone will learn and be encouraged. The gift of proclaiming God's message should be under the speaker's control because God does not want us to be in disorder but in harmony and peace. As in all the churches of God's people, the women should keep quiet in the meetings. They are not allowed to speak as the Jewish law says. They must not be in charge. If they want to find out something, they should ask their husbands at home. It is a disgraceful thing for a woman to speak in a church meeting. Or should it be that the word of God come from you, or are you the only ones to who it came? If anyone supposes that he is God's messenger or has a spiritual gift, he must realize that what I am writing to you is the Lord's command. But if he does not pay attention to this, then pay no attention to him. So then, my friends, set your heart on proclaiming God's message, but do not forbid the speaking in strange tongues. Everything must be done in a proper and orderly way. Today's key verse was 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 39 and 40. So then, my friends, set your heart on proclaiming God's message, but do not forbid the speaking in strange tongues. Everything must be done in a proper and orderly way. And the major teaching of this passage of Scripture was about speaking in tongues, but it also had some admonitions there about how women are to behave in the church. And we believe that this is a first century Jewish society. This is what was expected of godly women in the early church. And I don't believe that is what God has for his church today. So let us pray. Loving God, teach me to affirm the spiritual gifts of others and to use my gifts to help and support your church. May all I do be done in love, and may my actions be a way of proclaiming your message. In your holy name I pray. Amen. God bless you, and we look forward to being with you tomorrow.